This is Godliness with Contentment, episode 78. I almost said 77, which is crazy. Yeah, that was last week. So my name is Keno Hano, and this is the podcast for Christians, people of faith, who are eager to understand what the Bible has to say about money. Every week, we look at money from the Bible's perspective. I say money, wealth, riches, stuff, from the Bible's perspective, so that people of faith can reach their financial goals God's way. So in the Bahamas, we have a song by Ronnie Butler and Count Bernardino, and the song is called Age Ain't Nothing But a Number. Now, some of the words in the song, for example, says, you're just as old as you feel. And then elsewhere it says, just like wine, I get better. And so these were some older men, and they were saying pretty much they still got it, no matter their age. So my question is, when is it too late to start on your journey towards your financial goals? Well, it's too late when you're dead. In fact, Ronnie Butler, right, who has been a great Bahamian artist for decades, he's no longer with us, but he had a song called Nobody Want Dead. And in the song, he says, everybody won't go to heaven, but nobody want dead. But as for your age, I want to tell you today that it is not a limiting factor. Now, it's limiting because we make it that way, but we can undo that. Now, for example, me, right? I am a great example of someone who's a late starter. At 45, I just got serious about money and went after the consuming podcasts almost daily about money. Then, and most importantly, into the Bible. And I saw that the Bible was filled with God's way on how to handle money. And that's how I got to where I am now, where I'm doing a podcast about money and about the Bible. But before that, there was 45 years of floating, 45 aimless years dealing with money. And the truth is, I'm typically more of a saver than a spender, but I just got to a place in my life with money where I just didn't care about it, right? And that being a Christian. Now, I know I needed money for food and clothing and shelter and water, right? The main things that we need in life. And I would always tell people an occasional vacation, right? I want to go on vacation once or twice a year. But other than that, I had no plan about what to do with money. And then, by God's grace, all of that changed. He introduced me to money from his perspective through the Bible, and I've never been the same since. Now, I'm passionate about helping other people of faith to find out how to view money and how to use it God's way. So that's what I'm about. Now, perhaps like me, you're a late starter. You looked around, you saw others progressing in life, and you felt like you were getting nowhere fast, and perhaps you were getting nowhere slow as well. But I have some good news for you. You may be like me. You may be a late starter. Being a late starter is not necessarily a bad thing, right? Even when I think about me, a late starter, yes, but those previous 45 years, well, let's say 25, so 0 to 20, the Lord knows I knew nothing. Even after that, most of nothing. But I had 25 years of experiences. Now, Rich Carland, this guy, he wrote a book called Late Bloomers, The Hidden Strengths of Learning and Succeeding at Your Own Pace. In the book, he highlights 5 advantages unique to late bloomers. And I'm going to go through the 5 of them right here, right now. So, 1, he says, late bloomers know what they like and what they don't. So like, for example, you're a late bloomer means you've been around plenty stuff, tons of people, right? But also, you should be able now to zoom in on what your true passion in life is because you've experienced so much. Secondly, late bloomers know lots of things, so kind of connected to the first point. And they have many skills because they have done many things. Like, for example, I think at last count, I may have had 7 or 8 jobs since I started working. And I think I ran across someone recently who had more jobs than that, right? So late starters have many skills because they've done many things. Thirdly, late bloomers, what he calls them, I say late starters, he says late bloomers, they have more developed brains. Yeah, really. They have critical thinking, problem solving, analytical skills. Their brains are more developed. Fourth, late bloomers are trained innovators. And I say, thanks to failure. They have failed so many times. I have failed so many times. Not necessarily about money, because I didn't care about it, but just with things, right? Like, I've started, I don't know how many businesses I've tried to start and did and went nowhere. So late starters, thanks to failure, should know, because of failure, how to pivot or how to make lemonade with lemons. And the fifth thing is late bloomers can go far at the right time. What does that mean? I think for me it means they are perched. They are ready. They've seen everything. They've done everything or most everything. Tons of experience. Their brain is ready for critical thinking. They can be launched and they can go far at the right time. So if you are a late starter, you have what it takes to be successful at your passion. And at this point, you would have determined what your passion is. So you got to start there. So the years have not been wasted, right? You've discovered, I want to do this, right? And most importantly, I want to do this for God. I want to do this because this is what God has put on my heart. So some examples of late starters. I give you one. Well, two, actually. One in the secular world and then one in the one from the Bible. The first guy is Colonel Harlan Saunders. You may have heard of him before. Biography.com has some useful information about him. He's best known for creating a fried chicken recipe that would launch the world's largest fast food chicken chain. And guess what it's called? Kentucky Fried Chicken. Harlan David Saunders was born on November 9th, 1890, a long, long time ago, in Henryville, Indiana. After his father died when he was 6 years old, Saunders became responsible for feeding and taking care of his younger brother and sister. Beginning at an early age, he held down numerous jobs, including farmer, streetcar conductor, railroad fireman, and insurance salesman. At age 40, he was running a service station in Kentucky, where he would also feed hungry travelers. Saunders eventually moved his operation to a restaurant across the street and featured a fried chicken so notable that he was named a Kentucky Colonel in 1935 by the governor. In 1952, Saunders began franchising his chicken business. And today we know it simply as KFC. So let me stop there. In 1952, he was about 62, right? I hope I did the math right there, right? 62, 63, depending on when his birthday was, or 61, 62, forgive me. So he was around 62. This is when he started franchising the chicken business at 62. How old are you right now? Stop thinking that it's too late. And then let's turn to the Bible. There are late starters in the Bible. For example, Moses, right? As I was preparing to do this episode, I saw others, right? Like Noah and Abram and others as well. But Exodus 7 and 7 tells us that Moses was 80 years old and Aaron, that's his brother, was 83 when they spoke to Pharaoh. At 80, Moses went to get the people out of Egypt because God called him to do this. Moses died at 120. So at 80, he was 2/3 of the way in of his life. Now, he didn't know how long he was going to live, but he was more than middle age. He was more than half. So let me ask you, what is stopping you? And then let me say, don't let it stop you any longer. If you believe God has put something on your heart to do, it matters not your age. It matters that you're alive and God has given you something. Run with that. Roll with that. Don't worry about the age. Remember, age ain't nothing but a number. That's all I have for you today, guys. I hope you join me next time. Tell your friends and family about the podcast and tell it how it helped you, right? Or even if it didn't help you, still tell them. Maybe it'll help them instead of you. But this is Keno Hanna signing off saying, check you later.